The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, economic kite flying has already begun ahead of the budget because IBEC are looking for the government to double index income tax bans and credits in the next budget. But would this have the desired impact in making hiring a bit easier for employers? Barra Rowntree is Assistant Professor of Economics at Trinity College and he joins me now. Good morning, Barra.
Morning.
So what do you think of the double benefit coming here or proposed from IBEC? So they say because it wasn't done last year, you need to do it twice in budget 2027.
Well, it's certainly the time for kite flying, and I think it seems to be starting earlier each year. And then, you know, in the run up to the budget, this is when all the organisations and the lobby groups get their kind of stall out early enough. And to be fair to IBEC, they have a point here in the sense that every time you don't increase tax bans or tax credits, right, what that effectively amounts to is a stealth tax increase, if you like. It kind of increases the share of your earnings that are taxed at the higher rate if you're above kind of about 40,000 as a single person, 44,000. And also the kind of tax credits that we get. So what they net off the amount of tax that you owe, about kind of 17 odd thousand for most individuals working, you can earn without paying any income tax. That kind of becomes worth less in real terms. So again, IBEC have a point in that it wasn't done last year. And so if the government want to kind of keep that ticking over, if they want to kind of avoid these kind of stealth tax increases, they need to do it twice. But I suppose there's two things kind of related to that. One is that, again, and we talked about this, I think, a couple of weeks ago, it's quite expensive, right? So for kind of a 1% indexation, you're talking about maybe 400, 500 million for the various tax credits that exist. And then for the bans on top of that, you're talking about a couple of 100 million for every, about 265 million for every 1,000 euro increase. Mm-hmm. So,
like IBEC say, actually, I think it's the Irish Times who have made this assessment of the proposal on double indexing, that it would cost 688 million. In a full year. But that's not all they want to do, because they're talking about an increase in tax credits as well, which would be another 240 million. So we're up at a billion now.
Yeah, and you can see how this gets quite expensive very quickly, right? But again, I suppose important context is the reason that they didn't go up last year is because the government decided instead to cut VAT for hospitality, right? And that was, again, actually not a dissimilar figure from what you're talking about, about 700, 800 million. And so, again, the government could choose to do that, but what that means they're going to have to do is do less elsewhere. They're going to have to spend less money elsewhere. We're already seeing that departments are struggling to keep to the amount that they were budgeted to. So we're already seeing kind of in particular health and education other departments exceed what was in the budget for quite big spending increases already, and they've gone above that. And there is, you know, we just had a by-elections where there was a huge number of demands for the government should be doing more. And so, again, if they want to do this, it's something that's kind of understandable. It is kind of, it does mean that for people who are in work, people with employment income, the tax burden has gone up on them. But it means that you have to do you have to not do something else, or you have to, and this is no party wants to do this and no party wants to talk about it, but you have to raise taxes from elsewhere or not cut them at the very least.
And does it make it cheaper to hire people? Because that's what IBEC is telling us. That's the general thrust of their argument here, that it is really expensive to hire workers.
Yeah, so at the margin, it matters a little bit. I don't think it matters maybe as much as it's being made out. I don't think we're going to see, you know, a big boost in if the government did this. I don't think it's true to say that suddenly a bunch of companies who weren't going to hire people would hire them anyway, right? You're talking about very, but you know, over time, if you don't, I think probably what IBEC are more concerned about is that if you get this kind of general drag over time, whereby the tax burden, income tax burden, creeps up gradually over time, then that does make it a lot harder. And it's also a lot harder to address, I suppose, if you know, if the government keeps having years when they don't index these tax thresholds.
Yeah, I suppose, Barra, the key to this for the employers is that if you reduce the taxes, you might negate calls for pay increases from workers. And that helps
them
as employers.
Absolutely. So it is likely to help a little bit. But again, if you're talking about kind of, you know, a couple of thousand, you know, if you're talking about a kind of what's going to be the value to the employee here of maybe for even a very well-paid employee, kind of a couple of hundred euro in the year, I think it's just very unlikely to see that somehow that would unleash a bunch of hiring. So it does make a difference. And there is a kind of a concern there about in the longer run, if you keep letting these thresholds kind of stay where they are in cash terms, you effectively are increasing the tax burden on all workers, not, you know, who pay income tax. So those above kind of about 17,000, and so that is something to be concerned about. But what IBEC also highlighted and what was really interesting was the kind of essentially the gap between what American companies would pay in tax if they set up a company in America and if they set it up here has closed. And so they were flagging, I think, quite concerningly, that we're not seeing as much FDI investment start kind of in the pipeline. And that they're saying is being very much driven, or the companies are saying to them, is being very much driven by the tax changes that have taken place in the US over the last few years. Unfunded tax changes as well by Donald Trump, but ones which have made it much more attractive for American companies to invest in America rather than in Ireland. And so that is something to be concerned about. And it's something that, you know, Ireland has benefited immensely from over the last 20, 30 years. And has been our economic kind of strategy and the lodestone of that economic strategy for so long. And again, you're starting to maybe see some challenge to that and something that's likely to persist even when Donald Trump goes out of office. Because again, we even saw with Joe Biden that, you know, the idea of helping American companies and supporting them above European companies or above international trade is something that's kind of shared across the political spectrum in the US now.
Yeah, so the game is up for us and the competition is on. So IBEC also wants the planned increase in PRSI for employers to be postponed. So this really directly goes to the heart of what they're saying, which is that we can't afford as businesses to hire people. Mm-hmm. And if you load this on us as well, you'll make the situation worse.
Yeah, and again, I think the PRSI thing is there's only quite a small increase due this year, but there's a small increase due essentially every year over the next while. And this has been done because the government cancels the rise in the pension age. So essentially, after the 2020 general election, the plans to increase the state pension age were scrapped or at least paused. They had kind of a long think about what they wanted to do, and decided that instead they'd scrap the pension age increases and instead they'd increase essentially PRSI on both the employee contributions and the employer contributions and also self-employed contributions a bit as well. And so that's the decision the last government made, was essentially to scrap the pension age increase and to pay for some of it, because it wasn't going to pay for all of it, by increasing PRSI. And that does have an impact on firms' ability to hire. And, you know, because of the way PRSI is designed, you might particularly worry about that for low-paid workers. So, again, there is a challenge there. It will, and that's one where, you know, the government has set out their stall that they're going to increase PRSI steadily by a little bit each year. That does add to the costs of employment. But also this being done because they decided politically it was too hard to increase the state pension age, which is, you know, one of the was something that not just the government decided, but there was a very strong feeling on the opposition as well that shouldn't go ahead, which is going to just get more and more expensive over time. And so we're going to have more and more of these issues over time where if you're going to not do something like increase the state pension age, well, then you have to find some revenue for it elsewhere. And they decided to raise it in terms of tax on labour. And that does have these effects, whereas, you know, you could instead decide to raise local property tax, which would have much less damaging economic effects, but is politically viscerally unpopular.
Yes, certainly is. Barra, thank you very much for your assessment. And we had Jack Chambers here yesterday, Minister for Public Expenditure. And certainly when it comes to income tax changes, IBEC might just be pushing an open door there. He seems to be, in advance of the budget, very much in favour of that. But let's see how it slices when we get to October.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.